Americans have spent a lot of money on guns and ammunition in recent years, and that has sent revenues pouring into Alaska's budget for wildlife conservation. The money flow is due to the Pittman-Robertson Act, a 1939 law that imposes a tax on firearms and sends it to the states for wildlife projects. Today, the U.S. Interior Department announced Alaska's share of the tax revenues is $33 million, more than double what the state got just 6 years ago. The allocation formula takes geographic size into account, so Alaska is getting more from the fund than any state besides Texas. Maria Gladyshevsky is the Deputy Director of Alaska's Division of Wildlife Conservation.
Pittman-Robertson funds account for the majority of our funding, of our division's funding. It is the core funding for wildlife conservation and has been for decades.
Gladyshevsky says the revenues have gone up so steeply that it's hard to make full use of them. The state has had to give back about $3 million since 2016. Gladyshevsky says the state has spent some of its money on things like road pullouts and trails to give hunters better access.
We are doing our best to obligate all those funds and do good projects for Alaskans and for Alaska wildlife.
Also, it's been a challenge for the state to come up with a required 25% match. So last year, the Alaska legislature boosted state revenues by increasing the cost of hunting and fishing licenses with instructions not to leave federal money on the table. Nationally, gun sales shot up during the years Barack Obama was president. Some indicators show they dropped sharply in the months after President Trump took office.